What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, the Sparky Fiver with you. Our guy Charlie Usen producing the show, other side of the glass. Joining us now, you can watch him on YouTube, see what his pretty face looks like. He is Mike Evans from Stokely and Evans with Mark Schlereth on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Thanks for coming on, Mike. I appreciate it, buddy.
Sure. I'm glad to be here.
He joins us as well on the Fancast Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. I got to ask, because I've been in a situation that you have been in and are in currently, which is being the guy that's working with two former football players. I've been there. I did it with Gary Ellis and Leroy Butler for over a decade. How is it for you working with those two guys? I had the time of my life working with my guys.
Oh, it's been awesome. And you know that the only way it works when you work with a former athlete, the athlete has got to be willing to be made fun of, to be challenged.
Yep.
And working with guys like Stoke and Stink, they're awesome. I can literally throw anything I want at them, from busting their chops to being critical to disagreeing, and they take it. Because if they play the game you didn't card, then we're not going to get very far, are we?
Nope. That's going to be the end of the conversation, and whatever you were talking about dies instantaneously. Let's talk about Russell Westbrook. I got to be honest. I didn't see myself having this conversation. I didn't see myself reaching out, trying to get somebody on to talk about Russell Westbrook's time with the Denver Nuggets, but here we are. Apparently, there is some interest between the Bucks and Russell Westbrook. There are some people that think maybe Giannis reached out, and maybe he wants Russell Westbrook. At this point, there's a bunch of names being connected to the Bucks, because I think everybody realizes, yes, they got Miles Turner, but you lost all that scoring with Lillard. They need to find another score. And then if you don't trust the point guard situation with Kevin Porter Jr. and Ryan Rollins, maybe you need a point guard too. The other point guard attached here is Chris Paul. Now, those two players are completely different. So you give me your thoughts on what Russell Westbrook did for the Nuggets and your thoughts on him.
Well, he's the agent of chaos, and he's fun to watch. He is a thrill ride, and it's one of those rides that at times can be exhilarating, and at times can leave you wanting to find the nearest bucket to puke into. Okay,
Wonderful. That's
Russell Westbrook. I think the key is this. Here's the key. What is his role going to be? When he signed with the Nuggets, he signed for chump change. It was 2 years. Player option, second year, he's making about $3.5 million.
Right.
Chump change. Okay.
Yep.
For that role that was envisioned of him, which was to be a bench guy, was to be, your seventh, eighth guy, then he's fine. He still has a lot of game. He still has a lot to offer. The problem here was, because of injuries and because of young players that weren't developing fast enough, they had to ask more of him. And at this stage of his career, he's just not capable of doing that. So if you're looking for him to come to the Bucks and be a seventh, eighth, ninth guy in your rotation, I'm telling you, you'll love him. Okay. He'll help you win basketball games. But it's one of those things that the more that you're forced to ask of him, the more you get the diminishing return. So it really comes down to what the role is for Russell Westbrook and how much is asked of him.
I mean, I can't see Russell Westbrook going to John Horst and the Bucks. Yeah, man, that's cool. I'll play behind Ryan Rollins and Kevin Porter Jr. and come off the bench. Like, if he comes here, I would assume he's coming here because he knows this is one of the rare teams that's going to have a chance to be in the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens, where he can start and play along a great player in Giannis and a lob threat with Miles Turner, a guy that can stretch the floor a little bit. That scares me as far as him playing 30 to 35 minutes, whatever, maybe a night. But the other thing that I have questions about that I'm hoping you might have answers on, and maybe not because that's maybe more of a veteran team in Denver, but what's he going to be like with the younger players? Like, is he going to be willing to mentor and help a Rollins and help a Kevin Porter Jr.? Because Kevin Porter Jr. can play out of control himself too sometimes, but he's really young. So, you know, I don't want him to be the next Russell Westbrook where I want to go puke into a bucket every other game when I'm watching him play, Mike.
Yeah, with Russ, you're looking at a guy who he's going to bring a lot of energy. Now, when I say that, that could be positive energy. That could be negative energy. Sure. You have plenty of players in Denver that really enjoyed playing with Russell Westbrook. There were also some fires that needed to be put out this past year, most notably in the playoffs when Aaron Gordon had to basically take a moment to issue a statement in which he said, "These reports that I have a problem with Russell Westbrook and all this, they're not true."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
See, you don't want that, okay?
No.
You don't want that for a team that has designs on trying to go to the playoffs. When you said 30 to 35 minutes, I you cannot. Russell Westbrook is not that kind of player anymore. He's more of a 15 to 21 minute per game guy. If you keep him in that role, like I said, he'll help you win basketball games. But if you bring him there to be a starter or a 30 minute a night guy, it won't work.
I agree with you. He is Mike Evans, Stokely and Evans with Mark Schlereth. Of course, catch him 104.3 The Fan in Denver. So Westbrook in the playoffs, I was looking at his numbers. It looked like he was okay at times, but it looked like it fizzled out by the end of that second round. What happened? What changed? Did they play him differently? Because I can't say I watched the series.
Right. No. I mean, you know, he's he's somebody that he's still very good at running an offense. He's still very good at distributing the basketball. He's absolutely willing to be out there and take charges and be physical. His shooting, there are nights that they're going in.
Yeah.
And then there'll be nights that it's just like, please, Russ, stop. And you just cringe every time he lines up to take a corner three. That's part of the Russell Westbrook experience now these days. But if he's somebody that will help you win games, but he'll help you lose a game too. And for example, probably the reason why Michael Malone ended up getting fired here, there was a regular season game against the Minnesota Timberwolves in which Russell Westbrook just basically single-handedly lost the game, in which he had a chance to run out the clock, did not, ended up pushing the play, missed the layup, went back down, lost his guy. Minnesota ended up winning the game. It was as far as regular season losses go, it was a crusher, even for a team like the Nuggets that have a championship background. And I think, in effect, it was kind of really that proverbial straw that just at that point, management stepped in and they already felt it was going maybe the wrong way. That game, that loss, which was really capped off by Russell Westbrook's performance at the end, ultimately sealed Michael Malone's fate.
Now, I have one more on Westbrook, and then we'll go back to Malone, because that threw me for a loop too when he got let go. As far as Westbrook goes, offensively, we got it. Does he provide anything on the defensive side of the floor?
Because
Damian Lillard tried, but
here's where Russ is pretty good. If you put him in that role where he can kind of play almost like a free safety,
okay,
and just be a little bit of a roamer, and maybe you put him on one of the weaker guys on the other team and allow him that ability. His basketball IQ is still off the charts. He's a Hall of Famer. His basketball IQ, there's nothing wrong with that. So from a defensive standpoint, is he a good team defender? Yeah. And will he help make some big plays, deflections, blocks, that kind of thing? Sure. But he's certainly not at the stage now where he can lock anybody up.
All right. I want to go back to Mike Malone quick here and wrap it up. So I read that some of the issue was that they wanted him, Booth specifically, who apparently those two hated each other by the end, want him to play younger guys. Malone didn't want to do that. He wanted to play his vets, and that's where everything kind of fell apart and broke apart. Is that true? Is that what led to all of this?
Two things here. One, the first part, absolutely. He felt we're in a championship window. We've got a certain amount of time to maximize Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
I don't want to be breaking in the Zeke Nagy's, the Julian Strothers of the world. And so he wanted there to be more of an emphasis on bringing in veterans so he could, go out and win. The other thing that ultimately, so that was the first part. And because he and Calvin Booth did not get along, and because Josh Kroenke was really kind of an absentee owner, their friction was allowed to just continue to fester and fester and fester, and it really created a toxic atmosphere around the Nuggets. The other thing, too, is that Michael Malone is just, you'd think for a coach that won a championship that he might be able to kind of back off a little bit, relax a little bit, be able to take a look at the bigger picture and not sweat a Tuesday night game against the Orlando Magic, But this is a guy that's just, he's a coach, right?
Yeah.
There's a game in front of me that I'm trying to win, and I'm going to do whatever
like Thibodeau.
Yeah. So when you have a coach that burns that hot,
yep.
Maybe for a team made up of veteran players that have been around him for, 8-9 years or so, eventually things got stale.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. He's Mike Evans, Stokely and Evans with Mike Schlereth. Check it out, 104.3 The Fan. Follow Mike on Twitter at Mike Evans 104.3 as well. I appreciate you, Mike, coming on, man. Always a fun time. We just started up this whole YouTube thing. Apparently, it's been a thing for a while. We started this like 2 weeks ago, so we're still getting our feet wet with this whole YouTube thing, but we'll figure it out eventually.
Hey, Spark, anytime. I'd love to come on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.